These are church services that we have done or healing schools that we've done, and we welcome you to come and join in this. And everything we have, you can have the everything in its entirety. It's free and postpaid. We will tell you at the end of the program exactly how you can get our programs, and they're all free and postpaid. And may the Lord bless you.
He didn't want to bring a child into the world that had this, but now that he's got healed, hey, they decided to have a baby. And their faith level has gone up, and of course, now that he's learned all these things, the Lord has laid on his heart to go back to college, and he's also now going to ORU, and he is studying under some very wonderful doctors of theology up there, but he's also putting them to the test. So it's amazing what God is doing there. God uses the things, you know, to do all the things we learn to just amaze us, you know. So it's hard to convince a man, you know, that he can't be healed or something's wrong when he's been where Dave has and he's been healed. So they're a wonderful couple here. Some of you probably know Dave and Ayesha. But they're a blessed couple in our ministry. He has helped us tremendously. He has programmed our computers and put the server out there for us. He's done all kinds of wonderful things for us. But so many people have done so many wonderful things for us in the ministry. I know I probably don't say thank you to you often enough for all of you that do all the wonderful things you do for this ministry. Those of you that pray behind the scenes that I don't even know about. But I know that only thing happens, only good things happen through prayer. And I want to thank each one of you for praying for me and for Cheryl and for the ministry and for the people that work for us, because if we don't pray, nothing happens. You know, we have to pray. And then we have to pray in faith. And when we do, things happen. And then, of course, we have another lovely couple here today that we're going to baptize at the end of the service. The young lady, she came here a few months ago, and she was from Florida, and she was been separated from her husband for a couple of months, and she hated her husband for what he did and the drugs and alcohol and things he had been involved in, and she had been separated a couple of years, and she came here and learned it was the devil and that we had power over the devil. And so we started praying for her husband. We got him through prayer completely delivered of drugs and alcohol, and then she contacted him. He came up here, and he has been staying at our ministry center for a few days, and now then he's been working out there. He's been helping us, and he run a nursery in Florida. And so if you come to the ministry center, you're going to see a tremendous new ministry center. You know, in front of it, we got all these wonderful shrubs and plants and everything. And, of course, there was a young man that run a nursery that also had a tremendous problem with his stomach. And he came up the other day and spent 3 hours with me, and I showed him what was wrong, and maybe 3.5 hours, and prayed for him. And as he walked out the door, he said, "What are you doing?" And Sergio said, "Well, we're going to put in some plants here." He said, "Well, I own the nursery right down the road." Said, "Anything y'all want to come down, it's free." So Cheryl and Ayesha and Dave went down there, and they got all these plants, and wow, God is doing a wonderful work. I mean, he's just... I guess the Lord says, "Okay, children, I mean, you know, y'all are doing a work for me out here, but I want my place to be a little bit prettier, and so I'm going to put some stuff here. You know, I don't have to have a whole lot," but he says, "you know, I'm the one that made the shrubs, and so I'm going to, and the flowers, and so I'm going to give them to you." And so, you know, the plants were given to us, the labor was given to us, and all the work and everything. So all I can say is praise the King. You know, Jesus is doing all these wonderful things. So, and then lots of people come and help us volunteer, and we work out there, and a lot of people work hard, and they've come to do a great job for the ministry. But the one thing about it, we're working for Jesus out there. You know, we're not working for the world. You know, we're working for Jesus and everybody that comes out there. Some of them get paid, some of them don't get paid. But technically speaking, they're all working for the CEO of the universe, and he pays you. And he pays you well. See, you know, so that's the thing. I may not be able to pay all of you that come out there and work, but he will. He will bless you abundantly, you know. So I've asked the Lord, you know, as we had at the healing school we had yesterday, we had people flying from California, from Washington State, from Arkansas, from Oklahoma. We had people from all over, and I thought to myself, you know, here we are in Justin, Texas, teaching a healing school And we got people from all over the United States coming to this healing school, but yet there was not anybody from Justin there. I guess there's no sick people in Justin. No, I know that's not true, but, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing how I tried to teach these principles in that Baptist church in Justin for 20 years, and they just won't receive it. Just will not receive God's Word. I don't know why. I don't understand it. But all I can say is what I'm teaching is the Word of God. So I want to thank everybody that's been involved, you know, in everything they've done, all the blessings, all the money that people give to our ministry. You know, we bought about $5,000 worth of new equipment just lately. You know, I bought, and I'm so, I want you to know that unless there's special requests for VHS tapes within the next 3 or 4 months, after that, I'm probably going to stop making VHS tapes. I'm going to go to DVDs and CDs, you know, and cassette tapes. Because the VHS tapes, where I got $10,000 worth of recorders out there. You know, it's amazing what it costs to do things in VHS, but I've got at least $10,000 worth of stuff. And it takes 6 hours to make the question and answer tape. 6 hours. You know, of course, you can put 35 or whatever. We can make several at one time, but still it takes 6 hours. Last night, I sat down there in less than 2 hours. I made over 200 DVDs that were 6 hours and 15 minutes long, and every 12 minutes, 35 of them came off the machines. You know, and in the 3 minutes that I'm changing them, I'm sitting in front of it, changing it, putting new ones on it, and then put them in, hit the button. And in the next 12 minutes, I'm printing labels on CDs and DVDs as I'm walking around there with 12 printers running. So, you know, you can be productive. All you got to do is not be lazy. You know, all you got to do is do something. You can produce things for the kingdom. So, I mean, this woman that God gave me, sitting up here on the front row, which got up to the point and said, "You work me like a dog." I said, "What do you mean, you work me like a dog?" I said, "Last night at 9 o'clock after I taught the Word of God all afternoon, we get over to the ministry center, and you said, 'Well, honey, it's only 9 o'clock. Why don't you go back there and make some DVDs and CDs?'" So she goes back to with me. She starts putting tapes together and everything and making tapes while I'm doing all this. And it finally, at 1:30 this morning, I said, "You know, let's go home." She said, "No." She said, "We've got this whole stack of tapes I made that need labels on them, and I want them at church tomorrow." I said, "There's going to be so many tapes at church tomorrow." I said, "I got to preach tomorrow, and I got to get up and study in the morning." I said, "Let's go home, woman." So this morning we get up, and she said, "You work me like a dog." I said, "Hey, who's working me like a dog? She's working me like a dog." But we are having lots of fun out there. We are getting a lot of stuff done. I mean, you know, it is amazing, you know, how much fun you can have when you can work together, when you love each other and you're walking in obedience to the King. We have so much fun together. Praise the King. I guess I would start out this morning saying that if you have a mate, you know, you need to tell that mate that you love them more often than you do. You know, last night as Cheryl and I would cross paths, you know, I so love it, you know, either she would stop and think or I would stop and think. And as we would stop, as we were, she was going one direction or I was going the other way, almost every time we crossed paths, we stopped and embraced and kissed each other. I thought, you know, how wonderful it is to have a wonderful, loving mate. You know, you need to tell them often that you love them, you know, and how grateful you are for all the things they do, you know, for you and everything. So, you know, don't take your mate for granted. It's too easy to do that. It's just too easy, especially after you've been married a lot of years. It's easy to forget all the wonderful things that each of you do for each other. So, you know, and of course, in that, don't forget to thank God, you know, for everything, because He's the giver of everything. So praise Him and worship Him and thank Him on a regular basis, because He's a mighty King. Now, before we teach today, I'm going to talk to you today about things that will allow evil or the devil to come upon you. I want to show you some of the things, because the church does not walk in faith. You know, they walk under the law because they have fell from grace, most church members. I know very, very few church members, I believe, that are walking under the law of love and grace. Most are walking under the law. And that's why we get sick and afflicted and all the torment comes upon us, because Galatians chapter 5, in fact, I will read that to you before I start on what I'm going to do. In Galatians chapter 5, I don't know how many times I read this and didn't understand it, and finally one day it just became clear it means what it says. You know, isn't that amazing? I tried to, you know, explain it away. I tried to get doctors of theology to explain it to me, and one day I said, Lord, you know, the book is simple. It means what it says. And so it couldn't be, could it? Well, let's see what it says. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Stand fast in that. He has made us free. Now, I'm going to tell you something, that you are so free in Christ, according to God, when God sees you as one of His born-again, Spirit-filled children. You know what He technically sees when He looks at you? He sees a dead person walking. He sees a skeleton. Because as far as He's concerned, you're not alive. You're dead. We just don't see ourselves like that. That's the way the Word sees us. But it's hard to get a hold of that revelation. But He says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. We're free in Christ. We're free from all the bondages of the law, and He's going to explain it to us. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. In other words, if Paul told us, be not entangled with the bondage of the law, then it's obvious you can be entangled in the bondage of the law. Otherwise, He wouldn't have said not to be. Right?
We're going to have to break in right there and stop the program for today. But if you'll join us tomorrow, the next program will be coming on Monday through Friday on your station. And we'll love to continue on. If you would like these teachings in their entirety, you're welcome to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you any type of media, free and postpaid. We have these teachings in their entirety. We'll be happy to send them to you. Or you can go to our website, www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is our wonderful Lord and Savior. He is a mighty God.